Sheldon, thank you very much for doing this. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for making time. I know it's a busy day for you. I know this is a loaded question, and it's an overarching question, but I'm going to start with it. What is a constructive place to begin with a situation that involves bullying?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that what we've tried to do for the last 22 years is to really create a confidence and a common language and understanding and clarity around the issues. I think lots of times, you know, these incidences, these maltreatments are happening, whether it be bullying, hazing, abuse. And, you know, the majority of the time there's bystanders, parents, other coaches, people that work at the rink that are around those situations, and they're not sure what to do. So what we try to do is we try to create a common language around these issues and a clear understanding and a confidence. But, you know, what we also know is that, you know, you can't go to the gym at the start of the season and train for 3 hours and be fit for the rest of the season. These issues need to be practiced. They're about skill development, and they need to be of utmost importance during the team, you know, team get-togethers on a regular basis. And that's what we know, and that's how you change culture.
And that's how you create a healthy environment. And yet, obviously, we still have incidents happening, and hopefully they are less, but we still have incidents happening. There's a balance to be struck as well between helping the victims and also hopefully reforming those who perpetrated the actions. How do we address each side of that, Sheldon?
Well, I mean, you know, what I grew up in and how I grew up and what I believe today and what we know today is, you know, the best way to deal with, you know, issues that are in front of us is there has to be accountability, and there's accountability on all sides. And, you know, and if they're, you know, I think that, you know, there's individual that was hurt, and there's some young people that I think, you know, can learn a lot from this situation. And I believe need to be held accountable. And I think until we start, you know, creating that, you know, and I know it's an overused word, but zero tolerance, and you know, and there's significant consequences when these things happen, things aren't going to change. And I believe that, you know, I know Kevin Kabalka with you know, Calgary Minor Hockey, you know, I know that they do a lot of work at educating parents, at educating coaches. You know, and I think, you know, it's not just the parents and coaches' responsibility. I also believe it's the players' responsibility also. You know, and to say that we don't know better, I believe is wrong, because if you look at sports only one avenue. I mean, if you look at schools, I mean, we do a lot of work in schools. I understand, you know, the schools in our area, and I know they've got countless individuals in talking to kids about bullying. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, there's got to be some consequences that come out of situations like this. There's no question, in my opinion, that we have come a long ways, but I also don't believe, Scott, that there's a finish line. You know, I believe that we have to continually get better at this. And I think that, you know, I'm part of a CHL independent review panel with Danielle Sauvageau and Camille Thériault, and we're looking at these issues right now. And, you know, I mean, that review is not going to be done till the end of the month, but, you know, I can tell you that, you know, what I know about these issues is that to be better at these issues, we have to practice them. And it's no different than the power play. You know, we try to practice, we try to get better every day, every practice on the power play or penalty killing or breakouts or whatever it is. And I think, you know, with these issues, it's no different. We need to, as coaches, build it into our skill development process to be able to learn how do we check in. And kids and our team and as a team and as a collective and parents need to be reminded on a regular basis that, you know, the codes of conduct built out for their team, which these issues would have to be in them, needs to be practiced. And they need to know and reminded that this is, you know, there is zero tolerance. And if And if there's any of this happening, then, you know, there's going to be significant consequences.
Sheldon Kennedy, former NHLer, co-founder of the Respect Group, joining us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. And you're right. I think significant consequences is a very important topic, along with accountability, especially in the case of this recent Arizona Coyotes draft pick. Now, there's the, hey, they went to juvenile court, and here's what he was mandated to do, and the player took care of that. But there are claims in that particular case of a lack of contrition, a lack of accountability as far as the victim is confirmed. Sheldon, when we are talking about someone who has taken something seriously and has tried to be a better person and do the right thing moving forward, what do you need to see to convince you that that is actually happening?
Well, I mean, I go back to I look at my own life, and I think that, if I look at, you know, Sheldon was the drunk, the wild child, the troublemaker, and I know for change to happen. And I think that, you know, people, you know, 98% of people, you know, have the ability to change, but I know what comes with change, and what comes with change is a commitment on a daily basis to be better. To manage the types of behaviors that were troublesome. And that takes a daily base. That takes a daily commitment. I know that takes a daily commitment for me. So, you know, I guess, you know, when you look at accountability, and again, it's not this, you know, and I know when we look at the Graham James case, I mean, you know, basically, you know, they go to their three counseling sessions and wipe their hands and they're good to go. They showed up at all three counseling sessions. Well, to me, that's not good enough. That's not how change happens. I know it personally, but I also see it in many people. It takes a commitment on a daily basis. And I guess my question would be is, what's the plan moving forward with this young fella and the team to make sure that this situation never happens again? And, you know, maybe what can he learn from it, and how can he teach others to never do this to others, turn that negative into a positive? And I think that, you know, a lot of these situations are great teaching moments. That doesn't mean that we let people off the hook. That means that we work with individuals to get better if they choose to get better, and hopefully, you know, do our part in making sure that this doesn't happen, in the areas that we have the ability to change.
So the University of North Dakota and the Arizona Coyotes have both said something similar in their statements. Hey, we believe that with our leadership and in our program, we can show that this can be a better person and we can get this person on the right track and do the right things. If that leadership does in fact exist, what does it tangibly look like in terms of an ask for the player, in terms of a direction for the player?
Well, I mean, you know, again, I think, I believe, Scott, that, you know, nobody's going to, you know, I was in front of some of the best psychologists, psychiatrists, treatment centers, and nobody's going to fix Sheldon. There has to be a commitment from the player, and the player has to be involved in building the plan. You know, and I think that, you know, whether you look at North Dakota or Arizona, and to be quite honest with you, I familiarized myself with the case yesterday, but, you know, I think, you know, it's basically, you know, it doesn't just have to pertain to this specific case, but, you know, I think that the player has to be involved with the team to be able to build out a structured plan in this space for him to learn and to get better and to deal with the issues that he's obviously struggling with. And I think that, to learn that compassion for others. And I think that that's important, and that's going to take time. And I think that the Coyotes and their infrastructure, you know, as a group, I think has the potential to help, but they can't fix them. That's only going to come from the player and his commitment to do the work, in other words. And I think, you know, forever I thought that people were going to fix Sheldon, right? I go to the doctor, it didn't work. What I learned is the only way that Sheldon was going to get better is if Sheldon did the work. So I think that it's no different with this young fella, that, you know, if he does the work, he's going to have a significant better chance of becoming, a person that's a lot more understanding and compassionate towards individuals that he'd hurt.
The individual in question that was hurt here obviously is still very aggrieved and obviously still faces the trauma on a daily basis based on what was said in the article as well. Is there any responsibility on North Dakota, Arizona to assist and support that young man and his family, or does that lie with the perpetrator here?
Well, I believe that, you know, one of our biggest lacks of understanding around hazing, abuse, bullying is the impact of trauma, the invisible trauma. And I think, you know, we know better today, and to know better is to do better. And I think, you know, what we do know is that when individuals are hurt on an emotional level such as this, the impact is real and it's significant. And it's long lasting. So there's no question that, you know, this young person is probably going to need help. And I think, you know, when I look at these issues are about leadership. And what would good, my question would be to those organizations and the player, you know, what does good leadership look like to you? Is it to run away from the situation, or is it for the minuscule, you know, amount of, you know, whether it be financial support to help this young fella, you know, maybe to see somebody that could help him? To me, I think, you know, that would be the question that I'd have to look in the mirror and ask myself, you know, what would good leadership do in this situation?
It's a great question. And a lot of the people who have texted in over the last couple of days, Sheldon, have said, well, one of the consequences should be that nobody drafts this player. Is it a line in the sand that's unequivocal on that front, or is every case independent?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I mean, you know, I think if we look at the NHL and we look at the NHL stance on inclusion and diversity within sport, I think that, you know, I think that, you know, there's a very good teaching moment here, and there's a good opportunity to get this right. And I think that the league, the team, both the Coyotes and the and North Dakota and the league need to come together and figure out how to do this right. And I think that's the way I see it. I think that you know, like I said, I think that you know, there could be some things that come out of this situation that could help the future incidences such as this of not happening. And yet I also think that one of the most important things is not diminish the impact that's been had on the individual that was hurt in this case. And I think, you know, I think that, you know, come together, figure out what the, and again, it goes back to, Scott, look in the mirror and ask yourself, what does good leadership look like in a situation like this?
It's a great question, and there's no easy answer to that, Sheldon. I did want to get to something you mentioned earlier in the interview, that you are part of an independent panel that's reviewing the Canadian Hockey League's current policies and practices that relate to hazing, abuse, harassment, and bullying. And I know you said that we will reach a conclusion in that report in the coming weeks. Can you give us an idea of how much work there is to do in the CHL in that regard?
You know what? I'm not going to comment on that, Scott, until we're done. That was a commitment that we have had as a panel. And, you know, so we will come out and be fully available to discuss the review once it's released near the end of the month here.
Okay, it's going to be near the end of this month?
Yeah. So we're hoping in the next, within the next probably 2 weeks.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing what you have concluded, and I look forward to having you back on the show, Sheldon. I really appreciate the work that you're doing. You're making this world a better place, and thank you for sharing some constructive perspective with us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, and thanks for having the conversation. It's important.